He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood abideth in me, and I in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, dear children, why is this feast of Corpus Christi, that of sacred body and blood of our Lord, so important? It is so because it is by his body and blood that we are made Christians and partakers of heaven. The Holy Eucharist is the gateway, so to speak, which unites and draws us to heaven. In today's modern world, we carry small machines of just about everything imaginable in our person: cell phones, tablets, MP3 players, and so on. We make everything in our power that no matter where we are, no matter what hour it is, we are not even for a minute cut from the information and entertainment highway. But how do we stay connected to our everlasting kingdom? After all of our gadgets connected to the information highway will cut off from the World Wide Web when the big webmaster himself decides that it has served its purpose. So how do we stay connected to our Heavenly Father? It is to this question to which Feast of Corpus Christi gives the answer. Children, the Blessed Sacrament should be the center of your whole life. Man has most of the times great urge to build everything, his home, his society, even the whole world, around himself, around humanity. You must never forget that it is Jesus who is the center of your whole life, and also how thankful you should be to him. To show you how much the past generations of Catholics have revered the sacred body and blood of our Lord, I tell you what happened in Greenland many centuries ago. Greenland is world's biggest island, and about 80% of it is covered with ice. In the 16th century religious persecution, there was banished all the priests of this great frozen island. When the 16th century neared its end, there were only very few scattered Catholics left. Because of the lack of mass, they were also condemned to isolation from each other. Facebook had not been invented yet, and the distances were so great and persecution so intense that they were also doomed to be lonely and isolated. But these few Catholics had pledged themselves to one dangerous meeting in a year. Each year they used to meet for a Christmas celebration in a lonely house that was almost completely covered with snow. As soon as everybody arrived, they said few prayers together. Then an old man stood up, went to a desk, and reverently took from it a large square piece of cloth that looked like a napkin. That was a corporal, the linen cloth on which the priest sets the body and blood of Christ during the Holy Mass. At one time it had been white, but now it was yellowed and tattered with age. Simply but seriously, the old man declared, "My dear brothers, it was 50 years ago when Holy Mass was last said in this country. I served that last Mass. Let us kneel down and thank God for this precious relic on which one time rested the body and blood of Jesus. And let us pray that God may send us priests to offer the holy sacrifice in our midst again. Now then I in the small flock was dry, as they all knelt down to pray. So much did these scattered souls love Jesus, their sacred Redeemer, that it was the happiest day of the whole year to revere even the sacred linen on which his sacred body and blood had once, many decades ago, rested to bless them and their ancestors. Dear children, did you notice that during Corpus Christi octave, the Church prays the Christmas preface, where we ask that we may be drawn by him to the love of things unseen? When summer vacation is about to begin, it is so easy, in the midst of having fun, to forget our loving duties towards our Heavenly Father. That's why, make the Holy Eucharist, Jesus himself, the center of your life every day, and he will be the center of your whole life. Think of how blessed you are, that you may be partakers of him every single day, and how happy is this coming Sunday when some of you receive him for the very first time. That story from Greenland many centuries ago is a sad reality for many, many Catholics around the world, even in this day. You might remember that on Monday I preached you about gratitude and that you can never really appreciate your blessings until you lose them. This afternoon, when you make your adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, thank him of the rare privilege to be able to participate to Holy Mass every day and pray for those many, many Catholics who are deprived of possibility of even regular Sunday Mass. Know also that even during summer, when unable to go to Mass, you can still make Jesus center of your day by spiritual communion. Go to your home altar or crucifix, kneel down and say, O Jesus, I turn toward the holy tabernacle where you live hidden for love of me. I love you, O my God. I cannot receive you in holy communion. Come nevertheless and visit me with your grace. Come spiritually into my heart. Purify it, sanctify it, render it like unto your own. Amen. Children, Jesus once appeared to Sister Paula Maresca, foundress of the convent of St. Catherine of Siena at Naples, with two vessels, one gold and the other of silver, and told her that in the golden vessel he preserved her sacramental communions, and in the silver vessel her spiritual communions. It might be a useful promise to your dear Lord today, on the feast of his body and blood, to receive him every single day of your life. If you at some point are unable to receive him from the golden vessel held by a priest, at least receive him from the silver vessel held by your guardian angel. The more you receive him during your lives, the more you become like him, humble, obedient, and charitable. Those dear Catholics of ours, whether in the past or in the present, who have been deprived of receiving him sacramentally, never lost hope and love for their dear Redeemer, who shed his sacred blood so that they might be saved. It is only through the love and charity of God that we have been made his children And as Saint Paul writes so beautifully, whether prophecies shall be made void, or tongues shall cease, or knowledge shall be destroyed, charity shall never falleth away. I wish you all the blessed feast of our Lord's body and blood, and may he preserve your souls to life everlasting. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.